You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Missy Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Crystal Ibarra from Santa Ana, California. That's right, Santa Ana, California. First of all, I'd like to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers and the active fathers, not even biological fathers, anybody involved in a child's life. It's like father figure, whatever, any kind of breed, fucking whatever it is. Happy Father's Day. I want to say happy Father's Day to myself, being a single mom. Baby daddy left when my daughter was 3. But I did have an ex. He stayed with me for 11 years, and he's still to this day one of my best friends. Actually, I just posted about him. I was talking, you know, how close we are. We didn't work out. He went to rehab. Yeah, so shit happens. But me and him have a good communication, and, you know, that's what life's about, you know, with these relationships, is the communication. That's something I didn't know, because, you know, all that fighting shit, all that, like, you know, kills a lot of relationships, all that jealousy issues, all that fucking, that's crazy. Us girls, we be crazy, man. I know I was. I'm fucking crazy as fuck. Like, I'm, like, the most craziest motherfucker I know. Like, I'll chase you, motherfucker. We ain't together, but we is together. What, we ain't together? Oh, we's together, motherfucker. You just don't know. I'm just one of those. I have no filter in my mouth. Anything gums. I guess by next week, we should be able to go live where you guys can call and ask questions. Because I know a lot of you motherfuckers have a lot of questions. So, yeah, we're right now in Burbank. So, if you feel that you guys want to come to the talk show and talk about anything, brand, your whatever, whatever it is you do, even if your art, your talent, your music. I know next week we are going to have my favorite, primo, Richard Ibarra, that, for single dads, you know, like, he actually fought for his kid. Like, there's a lot of kid fathers that say, you know, like, oh, baby mom don't want to let me see the kid, this and that. Fuck that. Take the bitch to court. That'd be that day that fucking someone tells me I can't see my kid. Fucking, I get arrested every weekend then, you know? That's how it'd be. Like, you ain't gonna let me see my kid? Right? That's why I got full custody when my kids was for 3. So, single parent sense. Give it up to myself. And, yeah, so we're here doing our thing. Radio station. I mean, I talk about everything, you know? Like, there's gonna be a lot of shit that a lot of people be like, wow, Crystal, you did that? Like, yeah, I did it. Am I proud of it? Actually, I've learned from it. Life is about learning and experiencing and, you know, like, trial and error. That's how I see it, you know? I did a lot of shit, like, yeah. So I've learned a lot, you know? I've learned to be humble and be grateful. I mean, the anger issues, you know, still have to put my hands behind my back because, you know, showing me motherfuckers be like, testing the motherfucker. But I did want to show off the homie from GCS. The don't want guys, the boobs don't come with the shirt. Just saying. Hector from GCS. Yeah, just went to go get his merch. The Heart of Santa Ana. What I love about this man is he's always having shows. And he promotes, like, kids, art, anything. And he'll let you perform at his shirt factory. And he's just, you know, he does it for the people. So I want to collaborate with him. And I told him, I'll even buy a taco man and everything. So everybody can come through, you know, like the community. Bring it together. Bring it to the Heart of Santa Ana. So we're trying to figure out a day that works for both of us. Because it's not, I only do this. I also do other stuff and I do work. So, yeah, we have to figure out a day so we can all get together. I don't know if you guys want to, like, pitch in or whatever. But if not, it's going to be from 4 to 7. I'm trying to get a mariachi going because, you know me, I like to come in with the intro with my comedy. So that'd be my fucking talent. Also, you know, like DJs, whatever, whoever wants to come down, you know, everybody's free to come down. So a little bit about myself. Comedy. I'm just naturally fucking talented. Where have I been? Oh, my God. The most funniest one was America's Got Talent. Tell me why I made it to the top. And my manager at the time gave me a Xanax bar. A Xanax bar. Never took one my whole life. And I took it. And I woke up 4 days later. 4 days later. I kid you not. That was... Oh, okay, so that was America's Got Talent. And then the first time I did comedy was at Original Mics. first time, and I had a lot of people there, and I was like, oh, cool, you know, I got this, I'm on the mic, you know, I'm gonna be like, I'm ready. And my daddy gets on the stage. No lie, my daddy gets on the stage, like, embarrassed the shit out of me, talking about, you guys better laugh at my daughter, like, he, like, gangster, like, straight out gangster, embarrassed the shit out of me. Now, looking back at it, I go, damn, my daddy got balls. Like, you're just going to beat people up if you didn't laugh. So part of me felt like, damn, are these people, like, laughing at me? Or, like, they feel sorry for me because your daddy went on stage? But it is what it is. You know, life is about learning lessons. And, you know, I'm always at Flappers. You know, that's another thing. You know, Santa Ana doesn't have a lot of comedy clubs, especially for Latinos. I'm Latina, and I like Spanish comedy. I'm more raw, you know, more like Richard Pryor, but fucking nastier in Spanish. Lo que caiga, like my saying in Spanish is besame el culo, you know, that's one of my main, kiss my asshole, you know, like I'm really raw in Spanish, and I wish they'd have more comedy Spanish clubs, but that's what we're trying to work on too, open up more comedy clubs down in Santa Ana. And what else we got going on besides Hector, hanging out with Hector? I'm going to Texas. I got September comedy. Got invited. Austin, Texas. See how it goes there. So, yeah, comedy's still there. I'm also caregiving. So, you know, like, I do a lot of stuff. My Muay Thai, boxing, MMA, all of them, you know. I do them all. Besides hiking, What else? Yeah, so I pretty much do everything. And what else? A little bit about me. Besides that, working, like, damn, it's really hot in here. besides working a lot, so I was, you know, as you're single, I was hanging out in LA a lot. Bums, let me tell you, bums. I met nothing but bums, and, you know, like, so I'm single. And, like, I did try to help these people, and a lot of these people, like, can't say that, like, oh, you know, she's a fucked up person. And I know, if anything, you can say, Cash App her, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people owe me money down that way. And I'm not calling you out, you know, it is what it is. You needed it more than I did, but, yeah, you'll remember me. Like I said, I ain't done yet. I'm not done yet. There's a few people, you know, but other than that, like I said, dating wise, oh my gosh, I went on a date today. Horrible. Oh, it was so horrible. Like, but he took me to a nice restaurant, Steven's Steakhouse. I was like, oh shit, the motherfucker got me a steak. He's like, you a big girl, you need a steak. Not the whole little one. He got me the whole big one, and I ate the whole damn thing. And he was like, man, for someone who works out, can eat. I was like, oh, we getting dessert now, motherfucker. We getting some motherfucking dessert. But, yeah, there's no chemistry. There's, like, and everything, like, on paper sounds good. Like, he likes to hike, this and that. This motherfucker looked like he had an asthma attack. Are you going to hike? I was like, where are you hiking to? Like, liquor store? Like, no. Like, it, like I said, everything sounds really good on paper. But when you're, like, when you meet the person, it just doesn't work out. So, I'm just going to be gorgeous and single. Just can't help it. So, yeah, and be on the radio. So, yeah, so a lot of the things we want to do is, you know, promote a lot of businesses, you know, our local businesses from Santa Ana, LA. I don't care where you're from. You know, just call in and tell me. Hopefully next week, like I said, you guys will be able to call in, and I'll be answering questions, live questions, whatever questions you have. Like, some of my questions that people DM me, like, hey, Crystal, have you ever done drugs? Yeah, a lot of them. It tastes great. How'd they go for me? Obviously not that good, right? But, yeah, I've tried them. Like, Crystal, have you ever, like, I don't know, they just, like, the randomest questions. And it's, like, I have no shame. Like, one guy was, like, oh, if you don't cash at me, I'm going to post some videos of me, like, basically, you know, whatever. And so what I do the next day, I post it myself. You know, you got what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing in this world that embarrasses me. Like, nothing. Like, you got me good. Like, we good. So, yeah, I'm that one that, you know, no shame, my game. If you're going to call in, you got questions or someone need advice. Like, I was in an egotistic narcissist relationship. Like, it was sick, psychotic, like, really, really bad. To this day, it's really bad. And do I have experience? A whole lot of experience. Do I have like experience in dating? A whole lot. I have a lot of experience in a lot of things. Even with gang life, like politics and all that, I was like, y'all be surprised. I did some shit that, you gotta pay taxes on. And I was like, I don't even pay regular taxes. I'll pay you taxes. Wrong city, But I was then, this is now. People change, and that's what life is all about, changing. My passion's always been radio and broadcasting, like being on the radio and the fact that I'm doing what I said, what I was out to be doing, especially a lot of you haters, they're like, she ain't do nothing. She all messed up. She all this and that. You guys are my motivators. So, like, thank you. God bless you guys. Like, my haters are my motivators. The ones, especially the ones that said loser, this and that. Like, bless you even double. Because look where I'm at and look where you're at the end of the day, I'm here doing what I love. And talking about me, I have two daughters, Aaliyah and Elijah. Aaliyah, she's about to be 21. And my baby, Elijah, she's going to be 18. And, oh, look, shout out to Tia Patty, Chachi. What up? What up? So, yeah, I'm live everywhere. I'm all over the place, cameras everywhere. So, what else is saying? Oh, yeah, my daughter's both going away to college. That just leaves me. And, I'm ready for it. I am so ready for it. Like, I did my job. Like, but you went to school every day because of me. Like, get your ass up. No excuse. Go to school. You graduated, academics, both of them, going to good colleges. And yeah, now it's time for me at age 40 to relive again. Can you imagine I'm 40? I love it. And I get mad when you don't card me. Like, I'm just like, wait, what? So yeah. And then, what else? Besides hiking, martial arts, I like food. Dude, I'm always eating. I am always eating. You can always catch me eating. I like tasting street tacos because some of them are good and some of them taste like shit. And we broadcast these like tacos and we're like, oh, they're so delicious. And I'm like, oh, God, what are you fucking eating? Goat? Goat is ass? Did you cook that shit? So, I mean, we grew up eating brains and, shit like weird stuff like that. So, like, for it to taste funky and for me to taste it, not all taco streets are good. That's another thing. Yeah, let me know. DM me if you know any good taco places. Because, like I said, we want to get together with GCS, collaborate. And I want to, for the people, have a taco guy. Hopefully get some mariachi down there and just hang out and have a good time down 4th Street. That's where, like, all my comedy started, down 4th Street. That in Bristol, if everybody cruises down Bristol and popping out the windows and oh, those were the days, man. Different eras, different eras, Like my kids' eras are fucking lazy. My kids are like, maybe because they have it like that, but like I don't see like, I don't know. It's just they're so different. They're just so different, but I love them, Those are my world, the kids, my two daughters. And I want to say happy Father's Day, especially to my brother, Brian Ibarra. He's been my dad too, obviously, Juan Ibarra. But my brother's been more of a father figure. My dad's been there, but hasn't been there because he was on drugs, So, nah, I mean, not the same thing, but my brother's always been, the head of the household. That's who I would go to. When shit hits the fan, he's like, I'm gonna go to my brother first, and then I'm telling brother, fix it. I don't know how, but you're gonna fix it. And yeah, so we're gonna especially have some guests, especially oh, Clever from Slugger Entertainment. He's gonna be a host, especially talk about his music and his entertainment, how he started, how he franchised, and there's a lot of other companies that want to come in and advertise and just tell you how they started. And yeah, so pretty much like I said, I talk about everything. You ask questions, you can even message me and we talk about it. Like for me, like I said, the people that like I said, I don't have hate because you can't have hate if you have humanity. I don't have like any ill towards these people, but a lot of these motherfuckers owe me money. All right, so. And then they call and they're like, hey, just don't mention my name. You're irrelevant at this point. So, but I, it is my story, and I did a lot of things that, you know, like I could have done different. Would I? You know, no, I wouldn't do anything different. Things happen for a reason, and you know, I'm proud of the outcome. But I mean, yeah, there's nothing anybody can't say and or do. But yeah. So that's our radio talk show. And yeah, we're going to be open about a lot of things, a lot of family errors, a lot of issues, and a lot of things you guys don't want to hear. But it's fucking reality, man. Like, it's like not just your family's getting it, like every family, like, you know, like we're going deep, deep, like, you know, molestation. And, you know, it goes both ways, for molestation for guys and girls, you know, like girls have been more open about it. When a guy, he messaged me and he was like, well, I was molested. And I felt like I couldn't say anything because you're a man and you don't talk about it. And I was just, like, really, like, hurt. I was just like, oh, my God, it's so true. Like, us females, like, we cry, like, we'll yell, whatever. We'll say it 20 years later. But, yeah, but we talk about it. And men, they don't talk about it. You're so, like, they're so strong and, like, they have to be hush-hush because if you talk about it, you're not a man. That makes you, you know, whatever. And they, people start talking. And so, I mean, some of these topics are, like, really deep. And I told these guys, I'm like, if you want me to bring it up, I'll bring it. I'm the one. And they're like, yeah, just, you know, just don't use my name. And I said, of course, I'll never use your name. But, yeah, some of the topics are going to be pretty intense, pretty deep. And, you know, some of them are going to be, you know, a little hard for some of you. And then if it's not for you, then it's not for you. But it's pretty much we talk about anything goes in this radio. You know, there's no shame. There's no embarrassment. I'm doing good. Thank you. yeah, so pretty much that. And so, yeah, so I started boxing as well. I can barely breathe right now. I'm sweating. But GCS, like I said, he has like shirts. The boobs don't come with it. So, oh, yeah, we were at Flappers. It was a good time. I love Flappers, but Laugh Factory, too. You know, going to go back there. Oh, and then we're in, like, was it Palmdale? We're in Palmdale. It was cool. It was cool down there. But trying to bring it back to Santa Ana, you know, like bring it back home. Yeah, so. my daughter, so now she has a boyfriend, and she's cool. Like, he's a cool kid. I love the kid. It's just, she's just weird. Like, she's like, oh, I can't do this unless he can go. And I said, oh, hell no. Like, what the hell? Like, don't be one of those people, like, I can't do anything without their boyfriend. Oh my gosh, and I'm sweating so hard. I love the kid. He's a cool kid. Got lucky, but he knows I'm with it. Like, I'll be the first one at your house. That kind of stuff. What else? A lot of comedy also, while that I do, is also in Mexico. So you guys got to follow me down. Got to go back south. A lot of you do if you have papers. I'm just kidding. Like I said, I like Spanish comedy. It's always first choice. Yeah, so, and like I said about me, like, I'm an open book. Any questions asked. So, I first started comedy, I say, like, 8 years ago. Like, the first place that I went to would be Original Mics. And then from there, okay, so how I started comedy was my ex, David Perkins. He was in post-production, and he worked for Bar Rescue. He knew a lot of people in an industry. So there was a lot of collaboration. He knew, like, where the spots, where the private parties were, whatever. He was the one who would book me. But working for Bar Rescue and working in that type of industry, there's a lot of drinking going on. So he's an alcoholic. And so he would drink more than he would work. And he got into, yeah, so Bar Rescue was the last production agency he did. and they fired him, and he got real sick, so he moved to Texas. So, yeah, he was in rehab. He's been in rehab. He just, we just talked yesterday. We actually were talking about him, and he's like, because I know, like, it's funny, though. He's like, we're exes are not supposed to talk to each other. They're supposed to hate each other. And I said, well, then don't talk to him. Don't call me. But he's like, you know, like, I never did anything wrong to the guy. The only thing I said was that, you know, go get the help you need. Like, I'm not your caregiver. Like, you're not going to die in my hands. So he went to rehab. He got better. And he sent me a letter, and we talked, and like, we've been friends ever since. And I'm not gonna lie, I wouldn't have started comedy, and actually America's Got Talent and all these other places without David, because like you said, he knew the people. He would register me, like, you know, he would event the parties, and yeah, so it was because of David, you know. But now that he's not here, I'm my solo manager, so I promote myself. I book myself. We do private parties a lot. Yeah, because I'm a good time. Oh my god, I'm sweating so much. So yeah. Do I like to shop? You know, honestly, no. I like hiking. I like, if I do, I like the MMA equipment and all that equipment. But no, I'm not really much of a shopper. Not too material stuff, because like, I lose shit left and right. I mean, just recently I bought myself a tablet. I think I broke the damn thing. Ask me if I bought insurance. Nope. But what else? Yeah, okay, so the other day I did a video that I was eating broccoli like at 1 a.m. Yes, I do eat broccoli at 1 a.m. I'm a weirdo like that. Like, I don't know, vegetables to me right now are so delicious. Like, it's gross, but it's good. I'm 40. Yeah, they're like, no. No, I'm not pregnant. Silly questions. No. Silly questions. No, I'm not pregnant. Yeah, I just like broccoli. A lot of people want to know, like, that was just a random question. I get a lot of questions, like a lot of weird questions. And then I also get a lot of weird pictures, like nasty pictures. Like, seriously, like, if you're going to send a dick pic, like, what do you think the girl's going to say? Like, oh, that's the one I want? No, you fucking pervert. Like, disgusting. Like, serious shit. Like, no. And, oh, my God, the funniest one were these girls. Okay, so, long story short, this is another topic, but we're not going to go into that topic. Let's say I was, I can't confirm or deny, I was escorting. You know what I'm saying? Can't confirm or deny. But somehow, somebody's wife got a hold of somebody. And these girls were calling me. Oh, my God. So they look up my phone number. Keep in mind, my phone number is registered to my exes in Texas. So they think I'm in fucking Texas. So I'm just like, oh, man. You know, I've done it all. Like I said, like, I have stories for days. I have more stories than CHP, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I have a lot of stories, but we're not going to get into all of them. Like I said, we're going to do like half and half here and there. You'll hear a little bit about me. I have only two nieces and nephews, like Mia and Mason, and my sister-in-law, Jen. And she's asking me, how do I get my guests on? Well, I don't think I can do it this time, but for sure on the next one we could, and you guys can call in and, you know, hopefully we can talk. So, yeah. So, yeah. So, pretty much, like I said, anything goes, any filters, a lot of the conversations. a lot of the conversations that I have, like I get invited a lot out. Like recently, I got this Saturday, I had 6 dates. I said yes to all these. I said yes. I'm not gonna lie, but I knew I wasn't gonna go out. I knew it because I knew, like, I don't know why I said yes to these idiots. I don't know why, but I did. I said yes, like if I was gonna date them, like, but I wasn't because I was just whatever. Tell me why they all stood me up. It's like, what the hell? But here, I get what I, deserve, because I was like, oh yeah, I'll be there. Like, no, I wasn't gonna go anywhere. I just had things to do. Like, so yeah, I get like weird people, like weird. Like, I can't find no one normal. They say you are what you attract. So I'm like, okay, I must be the weirdo. But yeah. So I also want to know. Oh, and another question too. Also, DM me, where are the favorite taco places at? Because, like I said, a lot of people say, oh, this place is the best, and then their tacos taste like shit. And like I said, taco places, food places to eat at, love those. Yeah, so we're here in Burbank, and if you guys, like I said, if you guys ever want to come out and like advertise or promote your business, whatever, you can come down. I'll see if I have y'all. Let's just give you guys a little show, a little tour. I get to ask the randomest questions. I'm really digging DCS's shirts. Like, they're pretty badass. Like, and they're so freaking comfortable and affordable. His prices are so, like, with the cardigan and some slacks. Watch out. Just kidding. Just, I'm so conceited because I know. I look good. You look good. You feel good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's gorgeous. Everybody's gorgeous. But if you ugly outside, man, you ugly inside, and I can't help it. I can't have that energy near me. I'm big on energy. If I can feel the vibe, but once these calls start coming in, and if I feel your energy is off, click, because your energy ain't messing with mine. You know, I didn't give my energy to a lot of bad souls, so. Very protective of my energy now. Yeah, so I'm really big into like Buddhism. You know, I like learning about different religion, Muslims and everything, just everything. You know, I'm Catholic, but Christian. I went to a Christian church, so I'm just open to everything, learning new stuff. You know, like I said, life is about learning. Knowledge is key, and I wasted a lot of years doing a lot of stupid shit. And as you grow older, you're like, man, why didn't I waste my time? And, I majored in radio and broadcasting. I went to school for this, This is my talent, This is where I shine. This and comedy, Put me on stage, I'm like Apollo at anywhere I go. But like I said, I can show my kids, mommy's doing it. Mommy set out to, she said she's gonna be on the radio. She's on the damn radio. You know, you work hard for what you want, and really big on that. And like I said, there's gonna be a lot of topics that like I want to get at. I want to get at everything, and like if I bump heads with you, we're gonna bump heads. And life is about learning. Maybe you can teach me something, or maybe I can teach you something. And like I said, there's still, like, a lot of questions. Like, even the street life is different. Like, what the hell? Like, there's a lot of rules, a lot of fucking rules in the street life. Like. Fucking politic rules where I'm just like, you got me fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you want to be a politician? You should run for mayor. Check that out. But the shit you can't say. I didn't know that until, like, hit the streets and people was talking. You know what I'm saying? And gotta watch your mouth. But that stopped me now. Because Christy Brawler says whatever the fuck she wants. She don't say it. She don't say it. She said it now. She said it then. So, like I said, we're gonna go there. We're gonna go even being in into the rap music, like, you know what I mean? Like, are you guys afraid it's gonna be like Diddy again? Like, I'm just messing with you guys, like, but like, we're gonna talk any kind of questions, even sexual questions, like, even like, hey, I want my bitch to perform like this. Well, look, well, here, put her on the phone. Let's see why she don't do that. You know what I mean? Maybe it's you. Sometimes the problem is you, and you guys want to blame the woman, or vice versa, the guy, It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? You can't always say it's a female, We bad as hell, because we bad. I know I'm bad as hell. I'm bad. I'll say goodnight to you now and say, ooh, hug me hard, daddy. Someone else, so please. But I am single. That's why I'm gonna be single forever. Oh, I like to dance. I like to dance salsa and all that merengue shit. Like, if a guy can dance, I like dancing with guys who can dance, because if they can dance, they can move you. And I look good with this hair and this tiny little waist and these big boobs, so I just go, shh, I'm not kidding you. And everybody's like, "Wow, you're so gorgeous." I'm like, "I know." Conceited. Well, hit the gym like I do, then you can be conceited. How about that? But yeah, no. But that's a little bit about me. More about me. There's besides, also, I worked in the hospital for 18 years, so I've seen a lot of gross shit, a lot of shit that you're just like, God damn. So yeah, we have experience on that too. Oh, another question. Oh, have you? A lot of people ask me, have you ever been arrested? Oh, public records. Been detained, fingerprinted, but never went upstairs. So yeah. This is my thing on being on that. If you're gonna do a crime, always put money aside for a lawyer. I tell the gangsters all the time, check this out. If you're gonna get caught with a gun, you better have money on the side for a lawyer and Uber for your mama, because you put your mama under stress. So always have money for a lawyer. If it's a crime, put money for a lawyer. Save your ass some time. I'm for the people, not against it. You know what I'm saying? Your public defender ain't gonna do shit for you. So yeah, shit got expunged and I was good. So yeah. Like they said, I talk about everything. There's no shame. What else? Yeah, besides your drugs, like I said, yeah, I've done them. Do I still do them? Well, if they're there, if they're offering, I mean, if you're offering. I'm just kidding. No, I don't. But I like messing with people. People think, like, because you used to do drugs with them back then, like, you're stuck on them and you still do them. And you're like, oh, yeah, go meet me over there. You're like, You're out there, bitch. You're out there. Yeah, I do fuck with people. Fuck with people a lot. But, like I said, I'm like big on energy and the vibes. And if you're just not that, if you're not there, you're just get out of the circle, man. It's like, you're not gonna ruin my day. Because a person who controls your emotion, your actions, and that, yeah, becomes your master. Because see, the fact that that person can make you cry or think or negative and be all dumb controls you. And I refuse to let anybody control me. That's why I'm all smiles, all happy all the time, because life's short. Life is fucking short. Life is short. And some of the good ones are gone, you know what I'm saying? And before you know it, we're over here. The sad thing is, like, we fight our family more than we fight the people in the streets. Like, people you should fight. Like, that's just, that was another topic we're gonna get into, but that's another thing. Or, what else? Your spouse, whatever. I've only been married. Hold on. Okay, so I've only been married once. Got divorced right away. I'm telling you, the questions that I get asked, and some of them are pretty gross. And I'm gonna read them. I'm gonna say your name, fucking pervert. And So a lot of the questions I get, okay, yeah, so a lot of the questions I get are pretty out there, like, do I smoke weed? Yes, smoke weed. But not every day. Every once in a while. Am I smoking now? Or probably earlier today I was, but not right now. But anyways, yeah, so like I said, I'm very honest. Like I said, next stop, next week, we'll get into more topics, more intimate topics. A shout out to family in Vegas. Sheesh, all the way from Vegas looking in. Love you guys. Yeah, I have family everywhere. We're Latinos. We're fucking everywhere, all over the border. So I'm in Burbank. I made it to Burbank, guys, to watch us. Yeah, so I work for a great family, a private family. So Monday through Friday, Saturdays I'm off, and Sundays I work. Love you too. Oh my God, I love you. Saturdays are my only days off, and that's when I usually do comedy or try to stay active. My kids aren't here. They're usually with their boyfriend or their friends or, whatever. As kids do, they leave. Yeah, they leave, but then they call you like at 1 in the morning. Can you pick them up? Like, I'm sorry, do I look like I'm your Uber? Like, I'm sorry, you could get to a party, but you can't get home? Like, here, let's check this out. Let's reverse that. Get your ass to the party, and you worry about getting home. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so next week for sure, we're definitely going to have call-ins, and I'll let you guys ask away and ask whatever you guys want to ask. And like I said, I have no shame. You guys can ask me, you know, even questions like relationship questions. One girl asked me, my guy doesn't post me on social media. Do you think he's cheating on me? I said, to me, two things. You know what I mean? Like, I can't answer. Like, what if the guy's just a weirdo? You know, I can't say, oh yeah, he doesn't put you because he's with somebody else. Or he's like, you're not the one, you know? That'd be like, what the hell? Like, I don't know the guy. Like, you should know the guy. Like, I would ask him. That's the questions that you guys should be able to communicate and like talk about. Like, if it bothers you, but like social media to me, I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't post the guy that I'm with. You know, like, not that I don't care. I'm just like, you know, it is what it is. Like, I'm not gonna post you. Like, do you hold your hand? Like, we're together forever. Like, no, not me. But. You know, it doesn't mean that I'm cheating or anything, but yeah, a lot of people ask me questions like those. Like, what happens if, oh, another good one was, my guy cheated on me once, you think he'd do it again? Yes. Because I would do it again, yes. My question's yes. That's me. I got away with it once. I'm going to do it again. No, I'm kidding. I can't. That's some bad advice, but yes. I think if you did it once, you'll probably do it again. Like, see, you know, like, I can only answer for myself. Cheater, cheater. I'm not saying I'm a cheater, but if you got away with it once, you don't think you'll try it again? I think I'd do it again. I think I'd try. You don't try. Oh, God, I'm just kidding with you guys, but that's some horrible advice. But true. I mean, I think, you know, like, you know what you have at home. Okay, you know, like, you know where this person, you know where the word browse, you know when they're weird, you know when the sex is weird. Like, you fucking know the dick, you know it smells, you know the odor, you know, like, everything. And you gotta be, you gotta know. You just know. And if you know if he's not, he's just fucking weird, you know? A weirdo or whatever, but yeah, you just know. And you know, or like, the last me. When a girl cheated on her bachelorette party, should she tell him? Wait, are you asking me? No, don't tell him nothing. I don't know. I was drunk. I wasn't in my right state of mind. And, you know, I cannot confirm or deny. That's probably what I would say. But, you know, life is about honesty and telling the truth. Yeah, I would tell him. And most likely, he probably won't marry you. And that's what's the outcome. Unless. He probably did the same thing and says, all right, fuck it. We're working together. But, yeah. I mean, my answers are a lot. Like, I speak for a single person. Yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. And if you don't like it, you don't like it. How about that? Like, this thing happened. It happened. It is what it is. Boom, bam. That's it. Very honest. Very forward. Like, I will, you know, honestly, like, the last couple of dates, I bought the fucking drinks. I, like, you know what, check this out on me. Like, I don't need your card. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like life's changing. It doesn't always have to be the man, like, oh, here, I'll be, you know, take you out, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? We're adults. Like, either I got you. If I got you, I got you. And, you know, if I want to go have a drink with you know, like, good company. The only company that I can have intelligent conversations with, like, intellectual, like, but if we're sitting there and I'm buying a drink and you're just fucking dumb as rocks, like, fuck, I'm gonna give you my drink and I'm gonna walk away. I'll just, but yeah, I don't like expect the guy, like, oh hey, I'm gonna take you. No, but the guy today, he did take me out. It didn't work out. Nice guy. Took him to Steven's restaurant. It just fucking didn't work out. But I had the best prime rib ever. Prime rib. Like, this one. I got pictures on my Facebook. Like, on him. Like, well, that's what he gets for being a fucking weirdo. He just, like, I don't know. Like, he just kept looking at my boobs. And, like, that was it. Like, okay. Like, we're gonna do this all fucking day? Like, fucking retard. Yeah, so that's how my dates go. Or the one guy that, oh, one guy walked out on me. Oh my God, that was a good one. Yeah, he walked out on me. What did he say? Oh, what did the fucker say? Oh, because I was late, and I'm never late. And I think I said that, like, that's one of the biggest things. Like, I'm always on time. One of my pet peeves. And this time I was late because I had my daughter last minute wanted me to drop her off at her friend's house, and I was late. And he said, what do you call me? He goes, this was not going to work out because you're very unfunctional. I was like 10 minutes late. It's not that serious. But you know what? But like I said, I've dated or went out with a lot of people. Damn, I think how, most of Santa Ana, LA County, like more than, I say 75%. Oh, just kidding. But I do date a lot. I do have a lot of friends. And when I say date, like, I meant I can go to McDonald's with you and that'd be a date. It doesn't mean sexual dating, but, like, that I've been to dates, yes. Yes, I have. I've been to quite a few. Some are funny. Some are sad. Some, like, I had to get out of the car and walk. Like I know. Like, no, I'm not going to sit in this car. Like, no. For your safety. Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, life is about learning. Like I said, nobody has a perfect relationship. Well, if you do, call in and let me know how it works out after they talk to me. Huh? See how perfect your life is. I always say the grass is greener on the other side. Like, life is what you make it. You know, you can't blame anybody but yourself. You know, like I said, I said I was going to be on the fucking radio. And look at me now. Watch out. Doing the damn thing. Showing Ali and Elijah. That your mommy can do it all. That's right. Your mommy got jokes. You know, comedy clubs as well. We're going to hit those hard, you know. With my kickboxing and Muay Thai, hopefully we get, you know, hopefully get into a fight pretty soon. What else? Yeah. We're pretty much, yeah, going to wrap it up pretty soon. 43, yeah. But yeah, pretty much, like I said, I have my own radio talk show. Feel free to call in. Feel free next week. And then I'll have the links and all that. We'll go live again. More questions, DM me if you guys want more questions. If you guys even want to support your friends at rap or whatever, like, bring them in. And for sure, we'll bring them in and, like, we'll record and, you know, have them advertise their stuff and put it out there, you know, anything. From anywhere, and you don't have to be here. You can be out of state. We can go live with you there with your product. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about helping the community, be helping each other out, and you know. So, yeah, pretty much that's what we're gonna do on my talk show. Like I said, next week we're gonna have Richard Ibarra that puts the hood on fatherhood. No, he's a single dad, like I said. He's a single dad, and just questions, like, how hard is it being a single dad and, you know, the kids and, like, not being able to go out because, you know, it's hard. It's different. Yeah, and, you know, I just want to show, too, my family out there, like, you know what, you guys, whatever you guys want to do, whatever your heart desires, set up, you know, like, go ahead and, you know, do it. You know, you have one life. Don't waste your time. Life is short, precious. And enjoy every minute of it, because, you know, like I said, people are like, oh, why are you always happy? Because, you know what, today's the day I'm happy. Tomorrow I'll be happy too, because you never know when's your last day, and always be grateful. And I know, like, we fight our family, we fight our siblings and whatever, and that's one thing I tell my daughters, your sisters are your everything, you know, like, there should be no fighting between you, because the day mommy's gone, that's all you have is your sisters, okay? So you stick together. It's something I'm big on. I'm big on keeping it humble. You know, it took me a long time to practice, you know, because I'm street. I'll jump on you first and then ask questions later. Like, but I had to learn to be humble, respectful, you know, love myself before I can love anybody else. That's why I said I was ready to go date, because I love myself too much. But, you know, I think I love myself too much, where, like, too much. Like, I'm, woo! You know what I mean? Like, you can love yourself too much. Yeah, and I passed that. I think I went a little beyond, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Pretty much. pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much going to be our talk show. And we're going to just have fun with it and be open to everything and anything. And, like, any questions you have, and we don't know the answers, we'll get them from somewhere, you know. I'm proud of each and one of you, and I'm glad that, you know, you guys all have been supportive. And, you know, like I said, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you guys. So we'll see you guys next week, and same time, 7 o'clock. I'll have more information on my website for you guys. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, Instagram. I have Twitter. I have a YouTube and all that. And I'll, like I said, I'll post it on my gram. So I guess we're good.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.